sitting. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Roger Quindale. And you know, Roger, I can't see you as a guy who watches Fox News. Do you? Ever?
I've done it just to kind of keep.
Yeah. So I do.
I read the stuff.
But I do daily.
I do read what they.
I watch them daily. There's a guy named Pete Hegseth who's on, and he has his own show. Now, you often hear people talking about how smart and how brilliant the Fox News hosts are. And so they give this guy all of this airtime. He's on a lot of their different shows, and he's supposedly a bright guy. But listen to this. Fox News host Pete Hegseth mocked a colleague who speaks two languages, and he suggested that patriots only know the American language. This is what Pete Hegseth said. He's a patriot. During an appearance on Fox and Friends, anchor Bill Hemmer revealed that he plays golf and speaks German. After the discussion with Hemmer, co-host Steve Ducey tossed to Hegseth, who was covering the primary elections from dinner in New Jersey. "I don't play golf and I don't speak German," he said. "So Bill Hemmer has both of those on me. Yeah, it's true. I only speak one language, American." Hedges said.
"I don't even know what we actually speak English."
So, Roger, do you know anything about a language called American?
Yeah, I don't. It's just this whole thing about, you know, we just, everything we talked about today, you know, it's like we have this private ownership of the wealth. They get the wealth of it, and all of the ill effects go to everyone else. And then we fetishize it as it's a violation of your rights, because just because we have 250 times the gun death rate of other countries or 500 times as much, that doesn't mean anything. That's not important. That's not, you know, this is America. We believe in gun deaths.
So this is
America. We believe in $300 billion in injuries a year from gun deaths, in medical costs. So, and then you turn around, how about, you know, free education for kids who can't afford it? Oh, no, we don't have the money. So they have no money that's socially useful, but they have plenty of money for those. And nobody's talking about taking away your guns or taking away your health care or taking away these things. What they're talking about is making sure that they're not ripoffs. Hey, do you have, I've been involved with both the private sector with my insurance policy and the VA. So the other day I had to, I'm facing, believe it or not, I'm facing two surgeries that are related to my service in Vietnam in the end of July. I mean, think about it. 54 years later, I'm having surgery for what happened to me. But I had to be sent to another hospital to do a piece of it. And they sent the VA a bill for $445. And the VA said, "Yeah, we'll pay $43.54. And they said, "Fine." So if I didn't have insurance, it would have been $450 for this minor little thing. And because the VA was paying, it was less than a tenth of it. And that's the system we have. You don't have insurance, we're going to soak you. We're going to make you give us all your life savings, et cetera, et cetera. And then we're going to bankrupt you. But if you have insurance, not so much. You know, and what kind of a system is that?
Well, you know,
the
Roger.
The cost of things ought to be the cost of things.
You know, Roger, the conversations that we're having right now are the conversations that all Americans need to be made aware of. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Far-right gun group warns supporters to prepare for battle at the U.S. Capitol if there's a compromise bill on gun rights. Listen to that.
But even
this group, Roger, they warned that they're going to be back at the Capitol. And
we're going to be the Proud Boys again.
Okay, so Roger.
You know,
Roger, so, okay. So this whole thing that happened January 6th is an embarrassment to this nation that they haven't done
they
what they should have done.
Accomplishment.
Roger, that the government hasn't been able to do what it should have done to break the backs of all of those people who did that. To keep, and we know who was at the root of it. And yet here we are just beginning to get into what took place.
That's right. It takes us a year and a half, and we're
how is that?
There.
How is that okay?
It's just astounding, but it's because the people who are really running this country are not your elected officials. They're mostly stooges, not all, but quite a few of them are just their puppets for the masters and the masters. But the idea, okay, that's bad enough. There's wealthy people everywhere who do good things, who don't do good things. But in this country, we have given them extreme rights. The idea that the gun lobby is considered really like sacred, that we can't have any regulations like we had from 84 to 94, or there was a waiting period for guns, there was this, there was that. How can you buy an automatic weapon that's been used in wars, that it's the primary weapon for our U.S. military for 50 years and the modifications to it, and you can just walk in and buy one and make some little tiny modification? You can buy automatic weapons. You can buy machine guns, basically. It's like crazy. The vast majority of people aren't saying confiscate all guns. Nobody will have anything, this and that. But how do you feel safer when these people are armed to the teeth everywhere?
So Roger.
Killing innocent bystanders everywhere.
So
how is that good?
So how is it good that this far-right gun group warn supporters to prepare for battle at the U.S. Capitol if these laws are altered for guns? Shouldn't there be something, a price that they should pay for, again, based on what happened in the past?
They ought to pay the political price of, we're going to pass sensible things. We're not going to allow automatic weapons to be sold in our country and treated like this is some deer hunter. What deer hunter is going to get 400 rounds and put 400 rounds in a deer and then eat it? Unless they like to eat metal, you can't do it.
Well, listen.
You just can't. There's a turkey. Let me blast him. And now there's 48 rounds in
him. Well, but Roger, you already know.
This stuff is crazy.
You're a military vet. You know what the purpose of that ammunition and those guns are. So on Monday, the far-right American Firearms Association, how many different, they've got the NRA, the American Firearms Association, they've got the good guys, all of these things, sent a call to action to supporters, urging them to do everything in their power to stop an emerging compromise on gun safety that appears to be taking shape in the Senate.
It's the most minimalist thing. It's like, and we have all these people who turned 18, buy a weapon, and then use it in mass murder. You know, there's a whole bunch of them. And you go like, it's hard to fathom on any rational basis why there is this thing where anything that regulates it, you can't drive a car without a driver's license. You know, in this state, we still don't force people to have insurance, even though you're supposed to, and have license plates on your car. I remember when I moved from Milwaukee to Boston in 1973, I could not drive my car until I had license plates and insurance. Couldn't drive it. If you got caught with Wisconsin plates and they thought you lived there, you are going to be a huge fine. You had to go down and get your prove you have insurance.
So, Roger, I know that's freedom of speech, but what the American Firearms Association is saying, that their members should be potentially engaging in a battle all over the Capitol complex. This is out there.
Yeah.
The fundraising email flagged by Jennifer Bendry of the Huffington Post claims that we fully expect our system to be attacked by nefarious left-wing actors who want to shut our systems down. So, Roger.
Yeah.
These people.
It wasn't the left.
No, I know. I know. But my point is, they. Anytime you say you're from the left, they will scream and yell and holler and say you're the enemy of this nation. You're the enemy of the people, because everything the left does is take away our individual freedoms. And yet,
right, like giving you the freedom of having. Believing that you ought to have health care, everyone should, that everyone should have access to higher education, that everyone, you know, we're the only country that I've done a lot of research on it, the only developed country I can't find another country where the funding for education isn't uniform and nationwide, you know, and it only varies on local cost or something, but it's not like some places spend four times as much as other places. Because they have wealth, and we have these little enclaves. Here's where you get a good education. That's for the rest of you. But we're the only country like that. And we think it's normal. It's so abnormal. We're the only country with mass murder.
Hey, Roger,
all the
Roger,
time.
Roger, hold that
and
thought.
You think it's normal.
Roger, hold that thought. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back. Sitting on a darker